Welcome back to Making Marriage Great on the Bushnell Project. I'm John Bushnell, glad to be with you here another week, October. Can you believe it already? I love the fall, I really do love the fall. So Making Marriage Great and the Bushnell Project, part of this is helping husbands move toward godliness 5 minutes at a time. I'm not big into listening to something for very long, so I thought 5 minutes was a good thing. And so that's what we're shooting for, is that little 5 minute thing. And about every month I want to introduce a book, and last month was J.C. Ryle and Thoughts for Young Men. This month I'll be introducing one on 10 questions. It's called 10 Questions to Diagnose Your Spiritual Health. Long title, but I'll say it often enough and put it in the script so you can see it, by Donald S. Whitney. Now, I don't know much about Donald S. Whitney, but this book was really good for me. And so one of the things it starts off with is talking about back in the Puritan days, you know, if you went to, if you were to go to a doctor today, there's certain things they would ask you, he or she may ask you, draw blood, check your reflexes, all those things, right? And back in the Puritan days, they called their pastors the physicians of the soul, physicians of the soul. And it was just looking at the men, you know, looking at each person really, and diagnosing where they were spiritually. So this book is somewhat based on that. But here's a quote from Jonathan Edwards that I think puts it in perspective, for me anyways. I love Jonathan Edwards. He was a great theologian here on American soil before it was the United States of America, in Massachusetts. And he says this: "So holy desire, exercised in longings, hungerings, and thirstings after God, and holiness is often mentioned in Scripture as an important part of true religion or true walk with God," right? So we should probably be thinking about that. And I don't know that it has to be hour-long quiet times, reading the Word and things like that. Although I think sometimes that's exactly what it needs to be, is really getting into God's Word. So I want to start by having a verse of the week, a verse of the day kind of thing. But I think mostly from here, we're going to look at a book every month. We're going to answer some tough questions, look at these 10 questions to diagnose our spiritual health. We'll come back to these often so that we can move toward that Godward life that we all really want to be living. So here's the first part, is do you thirst for God? Do you thirst for God? So some of you might start listening to this podcast because you heard, hey, this might help your marriage. And honestly, guys, it might help your marriage, but I hope more than anything it helps your relationship with God. Because here's the deal. If we really start to walk with God, our marriage will get better. If we invest in our marriage and invest in our relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ, then a lot of things are going to get better. I'm not into the health, wealth, and prosperity message at all. Don't hear me wrong. What I am saying is that when we invest in those things that are super important, like our marriage, like godliness and going after God, that God honors that. He blesses that. And there may be some really rough roads ahead that are doable, that you can get through because God is with you. I think a lot of people, they're in a marriage, they're in a good marriage, they stop investing in it. It seems to be doing well. They start investing in other things. They're not really pursuing God. They're not thirsting after God. They're not hungry for God. And all of a sudden they wake up one day and they're on the road to divorce. So the reality, gentlemen, is that we need to at least do a self-diagnosis of where we are spiritually. And one of the ways to do that is really to read God's Word and see, what is God's Word saying? What is it saying to me? Am I able to listen to it and glean from it or read it? So if you're not a good reader like me, then listening to the Bible is a great thing, I think. I think you cannot listen to too much scripture, but it is good to chew on something, to chew on a scripture verse. So one of the verses that I love to chew on a lot is found in Psalms chapter 1. And it says, "Blessed is man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of the sinner, nor sit in the seat of the mocker. But his delight is found in the law of the Lord, and on it he meditates day and night." And it talks about in this that everything he does prospers. So there you go. We should meditate on God's word. Find a scripture today. Maybe that one, Psalms chapter 1. Dwell on that today. Dwell on that as you fall asleep tonight. good night, guys, or have a great day. God bless you.